Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome to our Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Welcome.
Yes, yes. And we have a special day today, don't we? What is our special day? It is
There's multiple days.
International.
Oh, you want the International Beer Day.
Beer Day. Yay.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. I didn't have any international beers today. I had domestic. Closest thing to international was Hawaiian beer, but it's still technically domestic. Kona.
Yes.
Kona.
Yeah. And so that's our, what do you want to call that? Our, not our theme.
No, that's just our, well, that's our yeah. public service announcement.
That's for today.
So thank you very much.
Yeah. For some reason, the day just went like that and blew away. Everything I had planned to do.
Fridays usually do go.
And isn't that funny how Fridays kind of go that way?
And usually people like that because that brings the weekend upon them.
Yeah.
All right, we're good here. I'm going to do an op check. Go ahead, keep on talking.
So now I'm going to
yep.
mention a few things, especially for newcomers or those who haven't joined us in a while that maybe need a little refresher. I use ordinary playing cards, which I'm holding up to our Facebook watchers who are on our page on Facebook, which is called the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you'd like to go there, we are streaming live, and you can see us in action. So I use only an ordinary deck of playing cards for the personal prophecy method. I did learn this from my maternal grandmother, as you heard in the introduction. And it was in the early 80s. When she actually sat me down and taught me this. Now, one thing I'd like to stress, and I don't know a lot about other methods. I think they are all fantastic. Excuse me. I've never been able to pick up like tarot. I've tried. But then I felt maybe it would be better to just stay focused on personal prophecy to avoid having another philosophy kind of drift in. So everything that you get from the readings here come from the purity that is personal prophecy. So to be clear, these are not tarot readings, not oracle cards, not angel or any of the other beautiful systems that are out there. However, since it's Friday, Jimbo Baggins here will be giving you a rebel card.
For those who are watching on Facebook.
Yes, he's holding it up right now. This is an in-your-face off the cuff, I don't know how you'd...
It's just not sugar-coated. It's not
no.
It's not unicorns and rainbows.
No, it's not. But it really has validity. And it is a legitimate deck that you can purchase from Amazon and other booksellers where they sell different decks of cards. So we'll be giving you that too. Now let's remember that we use two essential tools during the personal prophecy readings and excuse me, as we go forth on our path to the future. Those tools are choice and change. They're instrumental to this method, highly dynamic, life changers, you could even say. For instance, if you're in a relationship and the cards are showing that it's kind of a ho-hum sort of relationship, it's lost its sparkle. Maybe it's a long-term marriage. Maybe the two of you have been together out of convenience. You know, it's just been comfortable. And so you don't need all those fireworks anymore. Or do you? Perhaps you do. And then we look at the deck to see on your path from this present moment into the future where you could improve things. Yes. Where you can make improvements. Or as Jim loves when I say this, you can choose or refuse the future that lies ahead of you. And excuse us,
which is still a choice.
It is.
According to Rush.
It really is.
Yeah.
And excuse us, we have seasonal allergies, something fierce.
I don't know that you should say use the word seasonal anymore.
Well, what would it
just
be?
Just say we have allergies. I don't think it really gives a flying crap about the season.
Maybe we're allergic to each other.
Maybe we're allergic to life.
You just never know. So anyway, getting back to it, I just want to make that very clear, that you hold a tremendous amount of power over the future. All right.
I got to put 515-602-9676. That number works. I have a caller on hold, Patsy, and I called in. I always call in to test and listen to the show.
602?
Yeah, 515. That's the number she posted. Maybe you typoed it on your thing wrong.
Oh, did it?
Maybe. I don't know. But I posted in here. This number right here works because I just called in myself, 515-602-9676.
Is that really it?
I'll call in again.
Okay.
Just to make sure, but we have a caller on hold and they know because they're listening to us.
All right, so I'll just finish while he's checking.
Yeah, finish your
spiel
while I do another op check.
Eventually, we're going to get all of these technical issues
I think there is one.
Solved. So, anyway, bear that in mind and we will coach you along. This involves life coaching using this method. So, it's fine.
Listening to it right here. I'm on hold.
Maybe she
Kathy, I don't know.
Pressed the wrong number. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. We're good. It sounds good.
Okay.
We're not choppy.
So, and bear
keep on
in mind,
keep on trying.
Nobody who gives you a reading can ever tell you this is absolutely going to take place. The future is extremely fluid, and the choices that others are making around you do impact your life to a high degree. So that's why getting more than one reading builds on top of the one before. So the clarity continues and deepens. We need to remember that. Where the method itself is essentially based on potential in terms of your life. Now, a lot of people think in terms of potential, well, maybe I got a little. No, you've got a lot. You've got a lot of potential. And the thing is, once you realize its immensity in your life, you can work with that. You can wield that power using the law of attraction, manifesting the future you want. I'm sitting in the middle of my dream. And if I can do it, you can do it. I started out in a little tiny town in northern Minnesota, practically a hop, skip, and a jump from the Canadian border. And I dreamed of being, I was going to be in this place, have my own office, my own radio show. I mean, I was dreaming. And people would laugh and say, oh, you're being ridiculous. You're not going anywhere. Well, sure enough, I'm sitting in the middle of Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I'm very happy and pleased to see my dream become reality. And remember, we do create our own reality. So that's what we're going to work with. We got called stacking up, and we're going to get to you, well, as soon as Jimbo now gives you his insight as far as calling protocol.
Yeah, we got some callers on hold. Don't worry, callers, we see you. Like I said, I go on. We're paranoid. So I go on, make sure that I can connect. I see myself on the list. I listen to the clarity. It's clear. It's not choppy.
Yes, that's good.
So that's a good thing. That number is 515-602-9676. That's why I try to give that number out on Facebook a lot, because maybe when we post the we're getting ready to go live thing, it's got a typo in it. I don't know, but I will give you the real number.
Yes.
And I will say it out loud because there's people listening on Block Talk Radio. We get quite a few listeners.
Oh, around the world.
And when you're on hold, because when you call, you'll get put on hold. It tells you and you hear the show. Everything's good when that happens. When you'd be on hold, and if you're like a normal human being, you'd like to go on speakerphone because it's so convenient. But please.
When your call is answered.
Yeah, when we go live to give you a reading, if you have the ability, without breaking laws or putting your life in jeopardy, please get off speakerphone, get off Bluetooth, shut down all radios, everything noises. Sit down, relax in that one safe spot. Don't move around. And I say all these things just because by the time it goes through the internet, comes out our speakers, it can be rough.
Yes.
wind. If you're in a mall, sometimes that can really be bad if you're in a noisy restaurant or mall. But we work with you. I mean, there's been only a few times where we just couldn't do it, but it'll be better for you and better for us if you can do all those things. Also, folks that can't call in but or Skype in, because you can Skype that number. We get Skypers about a couple times a week at least.
Oh, yeah.
You can Skype a phone number. I didn't know that either until we started doing this. But if you can do neither, some reason or other, if international or you just can't call, you can Facebook Messenger us. And you can, that would be to Deborah Lee, which you have to be friends with, Deborah Lee. All right? And
hey, I've noticed now, though, that you can use, like, Skype to just call in, which I'm sure you've covered. And
I did.
And they are changing the system with Messenger. So I think it won't be long before people can just, you know, contact somebody.
I don't know what you mean.
You know, like without having to be a friend. Because I get a lot of messages.
Oh, I think that'll never happen because right. The last thing you want is just random people messaging you out of the blue. On
oh,
your
I
phone.
Get a lot of that.
You shouldn't. You have to.
Maybe
have your,
my settings are.
Yeah, your settings got to be wacky because.
But here is the second generation of the Messenger, Facebook portal. We're not affiliates. We're not trying to sell it. We
just
want
we
you to see it.
That's what we use.
Yeah.
Nobody's using it when they call us typically because they're on their phone 99.9% of the time because that's what everybody walks around with is their phone.
You don't have to make it a video call.
Yeah,
you can simply make it a audio.
Yeah, we're not putting your video on air anyway.
No, we wouldn't want people to see you in your jam.
Even if you wanted to, it just doesn't necessarily look good. Camera to camera thing like that. It can really look like crap anyway. So.
All righty then.
Having said all that, let me give that number
out
again.
Give your disclaimer and.
I didn't do the disclaimer. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
The internet gods like us to do that. So a lot of it is going to actually become, you know, it will actually become reality in your life. And but they still want us to put up that disclaimer, you know, so you don't go off and make rash decisions, as Jim so often illustrates. All right, Mr.
Area code 254, Texas, 254. You're a caller numero uno.
Hi, Texas.
Hi, this is Gabby.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Rocking and rolling.
Yeah. We're actually doing pretty well. We put our head down for a few minutes before the show so we can be all, you know, sparkly.
During the thunderstorms.
So how is Gabby today? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just still waiting for that vacation. So I was wondering if you could start back where we finished off.
Okay. And I remember that we were saying that you ought to get plans in motion early. You know, so they can't look at you and say, oh, you didn't plan this early enough. So, and we understand Gabby is calling from a place where there is a noise factor involved.
And we get calls like that. Sometimes it just is what it is. We always say, please try to if you can. If you can't, you can't.
But you have to use a phone that's out in a public hallway.
Yeah, it is what it is. All you can do is what you can do.
All right, Gabby.
I want a group home. Just disclaimer.
Okay.
Disclaimer. Well, we like disclaimers here. All right.
Okay, Gabby, I'm now going to lay out your card.
And maybe she wants to just catch us up at how the last reading was at the end.
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
Because I have a horrible memory. Deb seems to remember what was going on, but I do not because I suck.
All right.
Well, I remember being like, I'm going to meet somebody, but you didn't say where.
Ah, okay. Okay, so she saw something. She's telling you something in the cards about someone coming into your life. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And like Deb was just telling everybody for the show, if you continue on these readings and build on them, they will get clearer. The path can be extended and you
that's
can learn more about the road.
That's why we're glad she calls us
as
often as she can.
And we like new callers, but we like when they're not new anymore and they keep going back. They'll be happier and happier with the readings each call because they'll get more and more clarity. Name it again, Dave. Clarity.
Yes, well, I want you to know, Gabby, that definitely it's not too soon to start talking to people about your wanting to take a vacation to go see your brother. All right, and I think that's how it's going to come to fruition, definitely for you. But stay on top of it because you're dealing with governmental red tape everywhere.
Everybody's favorite.
And we all know how that is.
It blows.
So you got to keep checking on it, all right? Because I'm seeing right here, you may have to, I don't know the process, but you may have to, you know, apply for permission more than once. So you want to
like
make sure you have plenty of time for that. Okay, and I think your brother needs to see you and spend time with you. And I want you to know, hon, how vital it is for you to hang on to hope and have faith. For one thing, the higher power or God or whoever, however you can see
whatever your
source to be,
deity is,
would never take you this far and leave you. Not when there is a beautiful future to be had. I know you've been through some really rough things, Gabby. You know, losing your mother as you have. That's going to be an important trauma that may surface throughout your life. We'll just take things one step at a time right now.
That's all you can do in life for everybody, really. But, yeah, especially you.
Do you get much for money, Gabby?
No, I don't, sadly. So
that's something you'll have to consider in order for having a vacation.
Sure, obviously. Yeah, you got to have the fundage. Yeah. The fundage.
Yeah, and if you have friends, there's a, you know, extended family you might look to that might contribute to your fund. You know,
what about this person?
Oh, yes. You know, you have a wonderful man ahead for you. I do feel that you will marry him, and there are children.
Don't
come
into the chat.
So do you have to go that far back for a wedding song?
Oh, but it's a really good
to
one.
The 60s?
It's a classic 60s. Come on.
So just bear in mind, hon, that there is a point coming where you are going to look back on all of this hardship and have so much in your life to be grateful for. And your brother is going to be with you by that time.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Yes, well, life has many paths, and sometimes they will reconnect.
So let's give Gabby a rebel card.
We'll turn that way down.
I guess so.
All right, rebel card reading time. Stand by. Subject.
I'm standing by.
You need a big effing hug.
Oh, yes, you
I do.
And
it's a squeeze, so it's a virtual hug from
us. So we're sending you a great big one.
From us to you and probably your fellow listeners as well.
Yep, we're squeezing the stuffing out of you, Gabby.
Right, right. Hopefully don't choke you to death.
And you keep up on your writing and, you know, the dreams and the goals that you want to pursue is what I mean for yourself.
Yeah.
All right in front of you. You're going to get out of there, honey. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, you know, and time. We hate time and patience.
And
hate,
we will celebrate, won't we, Jim? We'll be celebrating with you.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
All right.
I have another question.
All right, hon. If it's a quick one.
Did you get
my
email?
Be quick.
No, I haven't looked at my emails. And I'm sorry, but I'll get to that after the show.
Well, and she has to... You have to understand, when she has to look at her email, she has to have a large block of time set aside. Because that's like boom, the email.
So how about if I answer you through the email?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Oh, honey, you take care now, all right? We love
you
hearing
too.
From you. All right.
I love you guys too. Thank you.
Oh, Gabby, we love you too.
On Monday, we'll be on News for the Soul at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Still a call-in show.
Yeah.
It's just a different number, a different network, but you are still welcome to call in on Monday.
Yes, and you'll have a bunch of new callers too, or listeners, who will support you with great positive energy.
It's still Blog Talk Radio. It's just on Monday we are affiliated with News for the Soul, so it'll be their phone number. They kind of control everything, but it's the exact same format. So feel free to call in. Look, it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, starting time, and you can, when you go on Blog Talk, you'll see, you know how to go. You go through there and you find out when the shows are up
I
and coming.
I think for her it's 5 p.m. then.
Yeah, I'm not going to make the central time conversion. She can do that.
All right, honey. Okay. Have a good weekend.
She can do that.
You too.
All right.
We shall speak again.
Bye.
Oh,
that's our girl. Yeah.
She was numero uno. Numero uno. All right.
Who are you bringing to me?
Well, first I'm going to give that number out again. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have callers on hold. I see you. Just want to let everybody know. When people don't know, they get worried. Like, they used to call in like banks and financial institutions and the government, and they go on hold. You're a caller number 450,000. We see the list. We have the power, except on Mondays, to extend the show, so we don't screw people over. Unless they call in, like, we've already extended the show, and then they call in 5 minutes for quitting time. There's nothing we can do about that. But you folks that are on hold right now, you have no worries. You're going to get your reading. And speaking of which, we shall go to caller 805 area code, which is in California, I believe.
Oh. Hi. Well, I was on about 2 weeks ago. This is Donna. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Donna.
All right, cool.
How are you?
Well, I don't know. A little disappointed. The man in Norway we my friend and I were going to go there and take care of him. Well, something happened to him. We think he passed.
Oh, no.
But he's been trying, and there's no answering machine on. He was usually on Facebook, but he's not. None of that is happening. So I've kind of forgotten about that one. See, I want to get married, and her father-in-law married a Filipino woman so that she could get, he's 100. He married her so that when he passed, she could get his pension.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Well, that happens
quite
often.
But you know what,
ahead.
Though? She thought
what?
He was going to pass pretty soon. She's been with him 7 years. She's 100.
Oh, I love
now
that.
100.
I hope he lives to be 120.
I love it.
He might. He just might. Yeah. He's very healthy.
He might. That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. I want the same type of situation because I'm 68. I don't have much money and this and that, and I'm a real good caregiver, and I'm very compassionate and kind and all. And my friend gave me a number of a fellow named Tony. He's 99, very spry. You know, he can do everything. He does everything. And he has no kids, and he's not married. So I'm going to go up there. And I have an interview to take care of him.
Okay.
So if that works out well later on, if it proceeds into a nice relationship, I'm going to ask him if he wants to get married, and I'll take care of him for the rest of his life.
Oh, how should we take a look at that? That sounds awesome.
Yes.
All
I'd
right.
Love that.
Here we
yes.
go. We're looking for Tony.
Guards are going down.
I am using a 24 card layout for those of you that wonder what my process is.
The process.
So I am not pulling, you know, just a couple random cards. Others do that during their programs, but I prefer to see the whole, I call it like the whole playing field. And if anything remarkable aside from your question pops up, I would share that.
Yeah, she will do that for everybody. It's very common. You have a question, that's important that you focus on your question, but she'll see all sorts of things you didn't even think about that she will bring to your attention if it needs to be brought to your attention. She will tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's like a bonus. You know, you didn't even ask about things, and she tells you. It's all right.
You guys make
a good team. I'm sorry?
I said you two make a good team. What's your first name again? I remember Deborah's, but I didn't remember yours. I think I got it the last time.
Jim. I am Jim.
He's Jimbo.
No, Jim. I'm
Jim.
Jim. Yeah, I'm Jim. Yeah.
Okay, now I know it. Thank you.
Yeah, no,
thank you, Jim.
No problem. They like to call me Jimbo, but nobody's ever called me that ever except on the show.
That's true.
But I'm okay. All right, back to your reading.
Okay, I see this as very doable for you, Donna. Now, the thing is, you've got to make sure that the paperwork is all in order. I believe there's some kind of situation here regarding a will that either does or does not exist, and meaning he may not have ever made a will. So you would need to have him be of sound mind and body to at least be able to do that. And it sounds like a really, good balanced give and take, where you get what you desire and he's cared for, you know, by a wonderful lady. So
I haven't met a person, but he liked the idea that I was 68. He liked that, you know, that I was older.
Well, maybe he'll chase you around the dining room table a little bit. I don't know.
All right. Hang on one moment. I gotta turn the volume down for 1 second. We had a technical issue.
Okay.
We'll be with you in like 5 seconds.
Okay, Jim.
Facebook.
What's happening? There's no sound.
Doing something.
No, I was doing something and it kicked me. All right. Okay, we're back. Go ahead. We're back. We're sorry about that.
Yeah, Donna, I think this is going to work out very well for you now. You do have other friends, and I see some family members around you that are not going to believe you're doing this. It's not their life. You know, they're not paying your bills. So sometimes it's better to, how's the military put it? You don't have a need to know.
Oh, it's NTK. It's not military.
Yeah.
It's all security.
Is it?
Yeah,
there's when it comes to security clearances, there's two things you have to have access to data. You have to have the clearance, but you still have to have a need to know. Just because, like, I have a top secret, I can't go to the Pentagon and start looking at top secret crap.
Right.
You know, okay. But anyway, go back.
So I really think that unless they have a need to know, they don't need to know.
Exactly.
Right.
True that.
And a lot of people, they say they're non-judgmental, but let's face it, people generally are judgmental. I do think, though, it's going to be terrific for you. Now, when do you plan to meet Tony?
Probably in about 2 days.
Ooh, soon. I hope that you'll come back to us so we can take a look at, you know, the situation and how he's feeling.
I'm sucking.
Yeah.
Well, I can't try it on him all at once. You know, I have to wait.
No, of course not.
We
no, but I want to see how,
right?
I'd like to see how he feels about you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
also,
I wanted to ask you,
I took care of a blind person for 6 years, and he just passed. And he had millions, I tell you, never married, no kids. And he had a companion woman. They used to go on trips together, but she'd pay for hers, he'd pay for his. And she's well-to-do as well. And she was a little disappointed because in the trust, he left everything, all the millions, to the billionaire brother. But have a kind of give us something from when we see him in October, because we're all going out on a big yacht to celebrate his life.
And what are you hoping for, a gift? Or
Yes.
Well, I hope there's one for you. Right now, I have a feeling you're going to get stung. And there won't be what you expect. So be prepared.
Yeah,
okay.
Because he'd say things to me like, many good things are coming to you because of your spirituality and all. So by him saying that, I never mentioned my spirituality, but I was thinking, maybe he's left me a little something, you know, but I don't know with people. Well, I'm still chugging along.
You know, some of the richest people are really stingy at heart. That's why they're rich. You know, they hang up, but they have to remember you can't pull a U-Haul behind a hearse.
Well, and a lot of it is, you know, they have wills and all this paperwork, and they just don't want to change it. They're like, I've had this will forever. I don't want to change all that.
If she's prepared, then either way. It'll be a delightful surprise for you, and you should receive something.
That's a lot of years with somebody, you know.
Absolutely.
But you know, like I said, the girlfriend, she didn't get anything either. She was disappointed. But of course, she mentioned something to the brother, and he said, "Well, I'll talk it over with the advisor." So I don't know what that means, you know. He could just, that could be an out for him.
To sounds like a very greedy person, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, Jim has he's got your rebel card.
Rebel cards are flying. All right, let me see here. Subject is, what the hell are you waiting for? Get that shizzle done.
Shizzle.
If you're waiting for a sign, well, here it is. Get it done.
Meaning go forward with your plan.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I can't imagine anyone at that advanced age not enjoying a constant companion and the caregiver. Maybe you're going to end up, you could end up making millions yourself, Donna, by setting up something like this, you know, for others to so they don't have to go through.
Exactly. So I'm not going to be disappointed with my blind friend because maybe, you know, all the work and compassion and everything that I put in that relationship, it'll come over for this new one.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I really am. And, you know, I think that we can follow along on this to see how it develops. Because I think you've got a really great idea here, Donna. But you certainly deserve more than what I think the billionaire is going to put in your direction. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, call us again, Donna, especially after you've met Tony. I would love to hear from you.
Yeah, you know where to find us. We do many a show during the week.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good.
I'll let you know. Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great
week. Thanks, Deborah. Thanks, Jim.
You're so welcome.
We shall speak again.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. We have, first of all, we got a few callers. No fretting. We're going to get you. You're good to go. And I said we're over the hump. We're over the planned hump. So we're over the 30-minute mark, but we extend the show quite often. So don't freak out. We're not going to get you right to, hey, hello, how you doing? Then hang up on you and end the show. So you're good. We want to give an international shout-out to Shaban.
Yay, Shaban in the house.
Real quick, what else do I want to say? I should. Can you give the number or do you not know it?
What number? Up to the show? I know it's...
Your Social Security number, Deb. Of course you should give that out.
515.
Yep.
602. And I don't know the rest.
9676.
All right.
That's pretty good, though.
9676.
Yeah, I mean, many people now have it, but some people are listening, like, because we actually see stats. We don't see, like, Big Brother stats, who you are, but this shows people are listening to on some people are listening to us on cat podcasts and different stuff, too, not directly through Blog Talk, so they might not know the number. So we shall. Right now, we're opening up the floor to Facebook Messenger real quick.
Yeah.
We're going to take one of our international folks, and then we'll go right back to the callers that are patiently waiting. And here she is now.
There she is.
Stand by.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. How did today go?
It was okay. You know, I was very, very stressed by last night. Even this morning, I'm very stressed.
Yes.
I even told my own manager that I had cut down my hours for 2 days, but there was this other minder that I was trying to get through. And then finally, she rang me back anyway today. And she does playmaking for a living, and she knows my daughter, because her daughter is in the same class as my daughter, so they know.
Well, that's right. Did that work out for...
It's kind of working out, like, you know, like when I'm stressed, something always pops up, like.
Well, that's a good sign for you.
True that.
Yes, it is, that when things are really stressful, something good will develop for you and happen. And it did. Last night you were so, you were really, hugely. I could hear it in your voice.
Really, really stressed.
And
you can hear it.
Oh, you can. And you know, hon, you got to be careful because you can develop stress disease. It can manifest in all sorts of different, physical issues, ulcers, and you can get, certain gastric problems.
And it can affect your cardiovascular system.
It absolutely
can bring on heart issues especially if you already have a little bit of a heart history
in your family.
Anyway, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, all right. Let's get to your question,
Shaban.
What is
your question, my darling?
I'm just very intrigued about this new guy coming in. Like what I got told by this other psychic that a new guy is coming in.
Okay.
And boss, he picked up on Brian, that Brian's meant to come in as well around the same time in October, because apparently Brian's meant to find out about this guy.
Yes, and I think it's going to really put him in a tizzy, because he doesn't want to lose you. Yeah.
Well, see, at the moment, we have no contact. I stopped texting him. Like, I don't talk to him anymore. I pulled back a lot, like, and I stopped texting Brian.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a question. Jim just indicated to me, why aren't there available men where you live in Ireland?
There just isn't. All honest, they're just blind. The men here are totally different to the men over where you are. If I lived over where you are, I probably wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, I don't think you would. You're so charming and beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just wondering because Ireland's population is going up, not down. So that means people are having children. People are having children there, so that means they're going brown chicken, brown cow. So
the men here are I don't know.
They don't appeal to you. Yeah.
What?
Well, it's a shame. Do they drink too much, or what's the problem?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
They probably don't.
They don't drink too much, I think
they don't drink enough. I think.
Yeah, you don't think they drink enough.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now, you know something, and before I answer your question about this man coming in, it has been written about quite extensively that when men find a large assortment of promiscuous women, they tend to not want to settle down too much. They'd rather just get their ashes hauled, so to speak, when they need to get them hauled.
Yeah, if you're at the buffet, I mean, don't settle on one dish. There's lots of dishes.
Yeah.
Apparently, this new guy coming in is meant to have his own business, I got told. He's meant to have his own business, and he's meant to have two grown-up girls, and she told me that he wouldn't want any more kids. But there's a baby coming in, so I don't understand it.
Well, I really think that this is going to be a man coming along for a specific reason.
So you're seeing that?
Yes, I've told her this before, that there was another man besides Brian.
Just casual observer, not a card reader. That's a lot of red.
Yeah, isn't
that interesting?
Look at all
that red.
Mm-hmm.
Might mean nothing, I'm just saying.
I think that our lady on the phone here, Saban, she actually has a very loving, giving heart, so there's a lot of red.
Oh, so the red
indicating emotion.
So the red is a good thing in this.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's not blood and guts.
He's coming along, but I don't feel he's her true mate. And I hate to disagree with your other psychic friend, but
that's on TikTok. They're all on TikTok, and she does the cards. She doesn't know what you do. We know she does the tarot cards and stuff.
Oh, well, those are beautiful.
She picked up on Brian. Like, I never told anything about Brian.
Interesting.
Never told her anything, and she picked up Brian. She goes to the next.
Well, Brian's gonna have to step up, and for once in his life,
she told me not to go with Brian. She told me to go with the new person, because if I go with Brian, then there would be a blockage, so this new person won't come in.
Yeah, you know what, though, that this other woman should not be telling you what to do.
Yeah, I don't like the
fact that... Yeah, she also told me, like, there will be no kids with him, but there is a baby.
Yeah, and the thing is, you are the master of your destiny.
Yeah,
They
should, like, illuminate the path that you are on, but they should not... tell you what to do.
I know probably what direction, because if someone tells me go right, I go left.
Exactly.
Well, there's that also. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. They should not try to tell you anything except info.
Right. And please don't get yourself confused by going out to get a bunch of psychic advice, because it'll just tie you up in knots.
Yeah, because they have different methods and different philosophies, and they don't necessarily mesh.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying bad thing about them.
No.
It's just different. All right, back to Deb.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you... Here's my opinion. I feel from what I see, you deserve better than what this new man will have to offer you. With grown children already and not wanting any more, you deserve to have your own family. And you already have a daughter. But you'd probably like to add... You know.
Oh, yeah. I would, yeah. I like
Well, you're in the middle of your baby-making years. You know, this
see,
was...
See, I got told this sick. I meant to conceive in February next year. It's the end of February going into March. And I got told that
I don't think we can ever
before,
use that.
But not until it's like it's a,
yeah.
a medium.
You know,
it's like a medium that's very popular in an island. I went to him lots of times, and he taught me as well. There's a birthday or a baby coming.
I feel it too. Wow.
I think I'm going
to
use it.
Thank you. Well, here's what I think. You should listen to your heart first and foremost.
Yeah.
All right. There could be 100 men coming into the future for you, but where it's up to you to soul search and determine where your heart lies. So far, it's been with Brian. He either needs to pick up, you know, and move forward, or he should, you know, step out of the picture so that you can move on with your own life.
What do they say? Poop or get off the pot.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't just sit on the...
How would Brian make a comment to this thing?
Brian's going to get extremely jealous, and you will actually get the chance to say to him, you had your chance, hon. You did. Yeah, and so what I think you need to do is think about this. Certainly, you can go date him, this new man. Have dates. Let him treat you like the queen that you are. And you give your heart to the man you love.
Yeah!
All right, you know what time that means.
Yep, we got to move on. We have other callers on hold. And I am going to pull. Now, I pull these cards, and you know, and I was like, I don't know if I like this. So I redid the whole deck, and this it came up again. So I think this is meant to be.
All right,
take it with a grain of salt.
Make it gentle.
Yes, it says, it's dark, and you can't see an effing thing. That's the subject. It's dark.
Like
you,
night.
It's dark, and you can't see a thing.
I'm blind to everything, am I?
Well, stand by, because it says, get your head out of your butt. Pronto. Now, that's the Rebel card reading. Don't shoot the messenger here. And it came up twice. I showed her.
He did.
I
and
shuffled
I
it
really
everything.
Think it's just simply saying to you, decide for you what is the best path for you to take.
Yeah, and sometimes
may never step
right,
up.
And sometimes you can start not being rational and logical, and you need to, like, slap yourself to wake back up.
And you know, I think you're right.
Right.
And the one thing, if it was me, because I believe in transparency, I really do, is I would be telling Brian in a text like you both have been exchanging, I would simply say, Brian, here it is, bottom line. I've loved you for a very long time. I would love to explore a future with you, but if you're not going to, you know, carry your, well, how would you say it? If you're not going to...
Shit or get off the pot.
No,
Yeah, I mean, do something. Pick an action.
Yeah.
Do an action.
And get that way you have punted.
Yeah, stop doing
he's
nothing.
He's got the ball.
You know?
Let's see what he's going to do.
Do
with
something
it.
Is what you want
yeah,
him
well,
to do.
Yeah, well, I
you
might do
go.
That come across. That's
okay.
I think he, yeah.
All right, Siobhan, we got to go.
Yes,
thank
darling,
you so much.
Yes, and it's late for you. I hope you get
some
rest.
Yeah, and we really appreciate you always being here, and we try to work you in as much as we can.
I'm going for a shower for thinking of chips and burgers.
Oh, that sounds good.
What is it?
Don't you? Isn't that what you call French fries? Or chips? Or
no, chips.
Oh, chips.
Actual chips. Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's Irish now.
Yeah.
Don't even cross them to the British thing.
All right. Well, you should go have a nice, you know, midnight snack for yourself.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I myself would be having a little, maybe a little Irish whiskey.
Ooh, yes, he would love that.
Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
She laughs, but we like it over here.
Take care, darling, and please call us on Monday. We'll be back on the air.
Saturday. Monday will be News for the Soul. Yeah. Tomorrow we're pretty sure we're going to do a show, but it might be a little late. It all depends on how long you stay. It might be an hour later than we planned.
Than usual. We'll see.
It's up to you if you want to show up. You know we do lots of shows. We'll be here tomorrow. Yeah. It's probably going to be later.
If I have any news anyway, I'm sure.
I would love to hear. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know how to find us.
Definitely, hon.
Okay.
All right. You're so welcome.
Word up, Siobhan.
Bye-bye, hon. She's a doll.
Yep, that's the folks that were listening. That was our regular, faithful from Ireland.
Yes.
And, you know, you add 5 hours ahead right now. And she sometimes stays, look at, she's been here for 45 minutes before she got her reading.
I think they are night owls.
She sticks, well, and that, and she, and she just really is that faithful of a listener.
Yeah.
So we like that. All right.
Yeah.
Back to the folks that were
waiting.
So patiently waiting on hold. We have not forgotten about you. Like I said, I promised you that we're not going to kill the show. Well, I got three of you on the list, and then we will get all three of you no matter what. But you got to start somewhere. So let's go down to our neighbor. Oh, I should probably turn around so they can hear.
North Kakalaki.
919, neighbor to the south, 919. Welcome to the show, and thank you for waiting patiently.
Hi there, Patsy.
Hello. Hey.
Yes, there she is.
I would have been the first caller, but I was a number off.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what? You're here, and that's all that matters.
Yes, and timing is everything.
That's right. And
we'll be on hold, yeah.
Yeah, and I love listening to all the different stories. And when you're with somebody, the one caller, when you're with someone for a long time, there comes a point you figure out there's no return on your investment. So the shitter get off the pot. It's like when you're not getting a return on your investment. Yeah.
But some people will hide out in that kind of situation because.
Well, I'm still in that situation. It's time to change it.
Some people can't let go of hope.
Yeah. Or they can't embrace change.
You can't embrace change. Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons. Right. Exactly.
Well, Patsy, you're going through a lot, a whole lot.
Yes. It's coming from every direction. And I know that, you know, sometimes people get more than one reading because free will, things change.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's why sometimes you need more than one reading when things change.
And it's smart anyway. Even if nothing's changed, things can change and you don't know about, and it's good to get a reading on it again.
Absolutely.
Right. She's not a rookie.
No, not at all. But well,
no, and I'm good at reading for other people, just not.
Yeah,
you know, I do myself a little bit, but it's better to have someone else do it for me.
Well, you know, when lawyers go to court, they usually get another lawyer to defend them. So they don't try to, you know, they know better. All right, go ahead. All right, what do you
exactly.
got?
Exactly.
Now, where do you want me to go with your reading?
Point us in a direction.
I don't know. I need something good going. I mean, it's my health, my relationship, my son's going through some stuff. But next Thursday will be the first time he goes into his job. They're having a meeting, and I really hope he gets recognized for his hard work. He's going through a lot. I think I told you a little bit. But I'm really hoping that will lift his spirits and getting recognized because he is doing a great job on his job working from home.
Well, that's good that he, after having had such – didn't he get the long COVID?
Oh, yeah, he's still losing tons of hair and has depression from it.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm laying the cards down for you. We're going to make sure that we take a look at your son, too, because you're right.
Right.
He's a hard worker.
Yeah.
She needs a little bit of a beacon of hope.
And how is your mother doing?
She is having her spells where she feels sick, but then she started being mean again, so I knew she was okay.
You know, we laugh because we know it's true, right?
So true.
Yeah.
It is what it, you know what? It is what it is. You just got to accept that when they get to a certain age.
Yeah, and Patsy, this is uncanny, but here you are going through, you know, you're on a rough and rocky road, and yet your cards are insisting that prosperity is on the way. I also feel, I hope I can speak freely, you don't have any significant others running around where you're at, do you?
No, just still seeing Tony. His sister called in about a week ago. He called in, but that's, you know, it's, I don't see it really going anywhere right now.
No, and that's not the one I'm seeing. I see somebody new here. Somebody.
A new kid on the block?
A new kid on the, yeah, I like that. New kid on the block. Yes. And now, have you qualified for disability?
I've been on disability since 2012.
I'll say it. So you are getting.
Well, that's a long time.
Well,
but now my disability is getting worse physically.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that sometimes that's so hard to get that, just to get going.
Oh, just to get it going.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When I said you've been out for a long time, it means good. You're already there. You don't have to relive that pain trying to get that going.
Well, actually, when I went, you know, I go to a lot of doctors. When I went for my disability, I started crying because when you go to different doctors about different things and then you hear all at once, it's like, gosh, I'm surprised I'm not on a stretcher. It was just hard hearing everything all at once.
For one thing, you've been had your strength tested many times over the years yourself. You know, you've not had it so easy. Where in comparison, it can look like somebody else has a golden life, and yet here you are, practically like Cinderella, you know.
I've been calling myself. That's crazy. I've been calling myself that lately.
I think your son, I hope that he's opening up enough to you. I don't think the job recognition is enough for him. There's a sense of some real loneliness around your son.
Yeah.
And just keep a good close eye on him.
Good advice for everybody, but yeah, especially in this case.
Especially
right.
When they start to, you know.
Yeah, when they have other stuff going on in their lives.
And
right.
They're
exactly.
Being disruptive.
Yeah, and a lot of things, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I am actually seeing that I think when you mentioned you're going to Duke University, is it a medical center?
Well, they
there.
Have a huge
medical
center. Yeah, I'm a lifelong patient of theirs. They saw an abnormal reading on my liver.
Well, I really think they're going to do something very cutting edge with you, and it's going to be a huge
success.
That's
the advantage of the university.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of budget for their students to do research. They have a lot of people doing PhDs and stuff like that. So those are cool places to go if you can. Like, we have a choice sometimes.
Well, VCU up here for us, they did marvelous things for Daryl.
Yeah, right, but it was a Duke.
Yeah. No,
Duke's a big dog.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Way bigger
and
better.
Yeah, in law, too. Not just, Duke is big
right.
And everything.
And
all right, anyway, I don't want to blow their horn.
Your cards say that your mental state will help you a lot. As you've got a full plate now, of course, we understand, but try your best to uplift yourself, inspire yourself. Think of things you'd like to do in the future, you know, days coming. Have a wish list. Read very inspiring books. One that I have always loved my entire life is The Road Less Traveled. That book really reaches out for me. But then there's also others on positive thinking, manifesting. I mean, there's a lot of it is free that you can find.
Oh, yeah.
And
especially on the good old internet.
Yeah, and I love to buy, used books.
Those are cool shops.
Yeah, you don't have to have everything spanking
new. No, not the book, as long as the pages are there, you know.
Because the mind itself is a powerful healer. And while, yes, you have spine issues that are going to take more than just a wish and a prayer, okay? But if you can keep your mind in a very solid, strong place, it's going to help immensely. And you know what? I can call you tomorrow. I know we were going to talk today, but today just, I don't know where it went. The day just went poof.
Yeah, that's fine.
Life happens.
But
does.
I can talk to you tomorrow. And I have a guided meditations. If you'd like some of them that are really, and this goes to everybody, just drop me an email so I can send them. I'm allowed to share them. They're from the University of Medicine.
She can't charge and neither should you.
Yeah, you can't sell them.
If you get them, you can share them also, but do not try to fork money on people. These are, we can't control them.
And I can give you ones that will go through all of the chakras and the healing involved with each one. I mean, for me, it's been just amazing. So healing, losing that man. I just wanted to jump in the grave with him, you know, when you lose somebody you love that much. So,
yes, and he had a fairy tale story.
Oh, yeah. So all of you out there that think there's nobody in the world for you, there is. But it'll come when you least expect it. And Patsy, I don't think you've met your one and only yet, but that's coming for you. It's right here. And boy, he's going to bring, it's going to seem like Christmas every day. Gosh, I'm sorry. I've gotten emotional over this. And Jim, we're women. We do that. We cry a little bit.
We know how you bitches are.
Yes. I've been emotional lately, you know, thinking about my health, where I'm at. I'll be 61 tomorrow. I'm falling apart. I'm not where I wanted to be, but I'm grateful for everything that I have. And I did make myself happy today. I went to a rich people consignment shop and bought me an outfit, and I'm like, and I hope Geico understands.
Well, I hope that you will take a selfie. So I would love to see it. I would love to see it on you. And I think that's a wonderful thing to do. You've got to think self-care.
Yes.
For your
Yeah, you have to. And then I bought some Dead sea salt to take a bath in, to clear my energy, and patchouli sage. You know, I'm trying to do everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to love myself. Life is so short.
And every little bit helps. Go ahead. He's got a rebel card for you.
I got a rebel card. We got to go to the other colors. But real quick, subject is you need a good effing cry. Get that ugly crown. Let that crap go. Your soul will thank you. So if you like are despairing sometimes, just let it out. Don't hold it in.
Well, they're so cleansing. You know, we women keep a lot of stress bottled up inside.
Well, men, women, everybody does, and it's not going to do any good to keep it inside. Eventually, you'll explode in one form or another, you know.
Find a movie that is your therapy movie. For me, it's the movie Alive. That was about the Paraguayan or Uruguayan of a soccer team.
Yeah, it's
where they started to eat the dead.
Yeah, they were. I think they were
Brazil
or Peru. And
I know
crashed
it
in the
seems like that, but when you watch this movie, you realize how good you've got it, even if it seems like life sucks.
Well, to me, I can watch My Strange Addiction. No, not Strange. I can watch Hoarders.
Yeah.
Or Intervention, those shows are, like, terrible. That's when you're like, well, you know, my life screwed up, but it's nothing like that.
Definitely.
God, no.
Sometimes we've got to put it in, you know, calibrate
I've never
ourselves.
Been able to watch any one entire of those shows are so disturbing, Intervention and Hoarders. It's so disturbing. But anyway, I mean, I hate the...
So find your own path as far as self-care.
True that.
When you need to be alone, be alone. And
Remember,
you've got a lot to be grateful for. You aren't calling us from under a bridge where you and your mom are living in a box. Okay. The three of you did not die from COVID. I mean, you could go down the list on these things.
Yes. I give thanks every day for everything that I have.
Well, there you
every
go.
Every day.
So you're going to find
I love you so much, and I love your hair color. Keep it that way. It's awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. And thank you
and
for
being
patient and overcoming the technical
difficulties. Let me put this out to you and the others. We sit here and we make everything seem so simple. And like we have, you know, we're walking a yellow brick road in our lives. Let me tell you, we got a lot of stuff going on too. You know, but this is like we take this break from our lives and our troubles. And we come to share with all of you. So we are not that special that we have avoided hardship and trouble.
No, we're all human.
Believe me,
the same path of life.
So, Patsy, I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. We're moving on.
Okay. Take care,
honey. Rock and roll. Thank you for holding. We've extended the show. So nobody push the panic button looking at the clock saying, oh, my God, there's only a couple minutes left. There's more than a couple minutes left. Right now, we are going to area code 347, which is up in the great state of New York. 347, you're the next caller.
Hi, New York.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it Tanika? Hi.
Tanika. Yes. How you doing, hon? Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I just have a question. So I'm still going through everything that I talked to you guys about. I just wanted to ask. I stopped talking to Aris because last weekend he just was acting kind of like cocky to me. Like he was just acting like I'm all over him, and he can just like flaunt it at me. Even though I was just polite and reached out to him and, you know, let him know I've been thinking about you all these years. I like you, but he just seems like he took it. I don't know. It didn't seem like he was really okay. Like he had that much regard for me. So now I stopped talking to him, and I'm just wondering, like, I'm kind of sad. I'm just wondering if that was the right move or if he's gone forever or do you see love coming for me at all? Because I do want to have kids and get married one day. And
well, of course. Now, Tamika, you are the one that is moving, correct?
Yeah.
With your family members? You're
right.
Moving to Florida.
And you don't want to make that move to last too long because it's a move of necessity, right?
Right. Yeah, I have to go with them. So that
is stressful. Yep. You got to do what you got to do, but you know that it's temporary because you don't want it to be permanent.
Oh, you're going
to
be out of there before you know it.
And that's what she wants.
Yeah.
Roger that. Okay, cards are going down.
Well, and I remember we've talked about this man a couple times.
You know what?
In your readings.
I think if somebody is not living up to expectations, not like they don't need to like be laying red carpets down for you, but if they're acting kind of poopy, then you can call them out and say, hey, I don't need that in my life.
Well, he is very arrogant because he's exceptionally good looking.
Well, whatever. You don't have to deal with that crap.
Women throw themselves at
him. But you don't have to be one of them.
And that's what I hope Tamika will do.
She just did.
Leave him alone.
Yep, exactly. She just did, and you did the right thing, I think, with all the cards going down.
You got it said.
Yep.
How you feel.
Yep, you got your words out and said, all right, here's the deal. Goodbye.
And then he acted cocky to you, which isn't right.
You got to watch out for guys like that because if they ghost you for a long time and come back, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing either.
I don't know that he's capable of fidelity.
That's the thing. So he might ghost you for a while and then say, come back with all this story. But it just might be because, like, I think I'm ready to go play with her again, you know, like an arrogant bastard. What do you got?
Well, what I've got is I wanted to know his feelings, like, towards you. Right now he's got bigger fish to fry, so to speak. He's all caught up in emotion. Angry, there's turmoil, he's like spitting tacks, and he's mad over another female. Now I wondered, is there a baby mama in his life?
Or a significant ex?
Ex.
Somebody that he's been with for long term in the past?
Who is either taking him to the cleaners, because I see loss here, or he has gotten his child support really jacked up.
Well, so you see some kind of dollar value.
Here. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, also, for me not seeing him have emotion toward you right now, Tamika, that's very telling. I think he's an arrogant man. Very arrogant. And I think that you deserve better.
Yeah, I don't have cards, but...
Yeah.
I'm not a young spring chicken, but based on the first few impressions and the responses you got, I think you did the right thing, and I think you should be cautious if he comes knocking on your door again.
Going to come a knocking.
When he wants to.
Yeah.
And it won't be because I love you.
It is.
No, it's because I need you right now temporarily.
And remember, you're in a really tough situation right now.
Yeah, you got bigger things to worry about than a jackal.
It's almost like being in water over your head, where I think you're kind of in a weak moment. We're grappling.
You're looking
like
for some kind of a life preserver.
To grab onto
something. And you got to be careful because that might end up sinking you later.
Well, he wouldn't be faithful, I don't believe. And I think he can be an ass.
Oh, I believe so.
At times.
I believe
so
that.
Full of himself.
Yep, I believe it too. I agree with you without doing cards.
Yeah. It's like the guy who was in the movie, The Other Woman, I saw it the other night.
Never saw it.
Cameron Diaz was in it and some others, Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I don't know.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this husband is so in love with himself that he was just stacking up other women, you know.
Which is screwed up for a guy that's actually married.
Yeah, I know it's disappointing for you, but let me tell you, you're going to have the chance to tell him too little, too late. see us.
Yeah, and don't try to be a life preserver thing because you're in a bad situation.
Yeah.
All that stuff, don't.
Yeah, if you're going to grab onto somebody, make sure it's somebody who really loves you.
Yeah, don't grab onto some jackwad just because he came back at the right time and you're just so desperate and you want to get the hell away from your mom.
That's what we're here for, to give you support and help you to stay strong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can do it.
And I'm telling you, I really think that in the beginning, things are going to go reasonably well in Florida. Line up a couple jobs. You know, maybe a couple part-time jobs.
Oh, you can work many, many jobs at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll tell you on the one that's better. But, yeah, I worked 2-3 jobs, remember?
One of them is you're going to work with somebody who's a really nice guy. And I feel the two of you are really going to hit it off. And it'll become a very good relationship. I think I might have also said to you that I felt you would become housemates with at least one other person, and that could be him. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. It could definitely be the one that you're going to work with. But try to be open to this future. It stinks that you're another Cinderella, and you're going with the...
almost literally.
Yeah. It's like you're taking a very dark path, but I see a lot of light at the end of it. And once you've got a few dollars in your pocket and you've made new friends, you can go wherever you want.
Sometimes life makes you do some crappy things that you just got to do temporarily.
Yeah. See, I do see your future husband. He's right here under, ta-da, sure to come true.
But it ain't that dude.
No, it's not that one. This is a different one, somebody that she will work with. Like maybe it'll be, I'm seeing it as like his own business.
Oh, really? Not a coworker?
No, I think he's the owner of it. But this could be further down the...
Probably. It would make sense that it's further down the road, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
True that.
But don't worry, honey. It's all going to work out.
Just worry about the hurdle that is in front of you. Don't look too far ahead, which is easy for us to say.
It is.
All right, my dear.
Well, we got a rebel card.
Stand by. Thank you for holding. And stand by for your rebel card reading. And I haven't even flipped it. See what it says. Subject is love.
Ooh.
Get some, give some. It will cheer your ass up.
That's the other thing. When you are helping other people with you.
Yeah, get some and give some.
Let's say you've got a job in a medical center or an assisted living place or, you know, you're going to feel very appreciated and cared for.
Getting and giving, it's a two-way street, I think, is what that card is trying to say. So sometimes you may have to be the one to give it.
Right now, life is, it sucks.
Sucks, but you're not stationary. You're not stuck. You're moving. You're transitioning.
I think it's going to get better, and I'm glad that you pursued putting a period at the end of that sentence.
Yep, you did the right thing.
You
got to stick up for yourself.
I think so,
you have
too.
To look out for yourself because nobody else might be. You always have
That's
to look out
true,
for yourself.
Isn't it?
You might be the only one looking out for yourself, so you got to. All right. Thank you for holding. Thank you
so much, honey. Thank you. Have a great weekend if you can.
Keep on calling back. You know.
Yeah, we
you
love
know the
hearing
deal.
From you.
Every day if you want.
All righty.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And good luck to you and have a good night, and we shall talk again.
Oh, that was her. Oh, no.
Yeah. We're going to go to area code 203, which is up north Connecticut, 203.
Hi. Who's on the phone with us?
It's Pat in Connecticut. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can, Pat.
We can. We
good.
Pumped up the volume,
good.
Pumped up the volume.
How are you doing? Hearing you guys.
We have kind of a bad connection.
I think she's like
okay. I'm just coming back from a visit with my son and his wife and my 4-year-old granddaughter, and I always leave so kind of sad. That's a whole other story in itself. But I want to ask how Chance, my dog, is doing. It was so difficult up there with the heat and no air conditioning that he was stressed all night. He didn't sleep. I didn't sleep. Daughter-in-law kind of makes things difficult, so it was very difficult for me to try and help my dog. Anyway, I spent the whole day with him at the river or under the hose. He's exhausted now. He's so wiped out. We're going home. I just want to
Did he head into heat stroke, or was it just, was it not that?
Okay. All right. Now, remember, I don't have a license to be a veterinarian.
Okay, yes.
I can only tell you what comes through. Did he have any convulsions, seizures?
No.
So, and no. He never lost consciousness?
How old is he?
Oh, no. No, just panting all night long. And
how old is he?
His tongue gets a little sort of brownish red when he's stressed with heat. That's it.
How old is he?
He's 13. So
yeah,
every
okay.
summer, the heat gets harder for him.
And, you know, I remember growing up as a child in Minnesota, we didn't have air conditioning, and we would go out and hose the dogs off when it was really hot, and they loved it.
Pat, is he the kind of dog that could get a haircut?
No, he's a hound, so he's got short hair as it is.
Okay.
Actually, this summer, I was thinking about it. I've heard pros and cons about doing that for dogs. But he's got short hair. Interestingly, the past couple of years, it's gotten thicker.
Oh,
a little longer.
Not a spring chicken.
No, he's not.
He's fine.
I remember. Now, yeah. Like I said, we're up from Minnesota, but occasionally, like the countries that we had summers that were just blazing death hot occasionally, and our dogs were panting 24/7 basically. That's all they sweat.
It is.
If it was 90-some degrees out and your dog's not panting, that's a problem.
That's with people, too.
Like with people, too.
When
if you, got
you
a
stop
person,
sweating.
Yeah, you got a person that's got some kind of serious heat condition and they're not sweating, that's a problem.
Now, are you on the road right now, Pat?
Yes.
I am, yeah.
Is he sleeping?
Oh, he's sleeping so deeply.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
So glad, because I was going to say, if he's made himself a sleepless, nervous wreck, vets do say you can give them some Benadryl, and it will help.
Okay.
What was it, 25 milligrams?
They said it was one pill for every 10 kilos is what they say, but I would double check that. That's what my vet said. But anyway, if he's sleeping.
No, he's exhausted.
Yeah.
Then that sounds like, you know what, even though it was probably a good day, you went to the river and stuff. That's like happiness for a dog, you know. River is good. We used to hose our dogs, and they didn't like that, but it was for their own good.
It was.
They're like, get that hose away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I ask you? Go ahead.
Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
Quick.
So you think he's okay. Thank you. I'm so glad that you were on tonight.
Aww.
I'm so glad.
Well, I'm glad you got through, Pat. We were getting ready soon to call it a night, so I'm glad you got through.
Can I ask you about, you know, my son and daughter-in-law? Did I do all right? You know, the daughter-in-law gets so cold and sort of punitive, and I tried to tell myself today, Pat, it's not you personally. This is the way she is.
Yeah.
And so I came around at the end of the night. We were talking a bit, which was good. I just, what do you see?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, Pat, you're not alone. And I know a lot of people out there, their ears have just perked up because, for one thing, I have the same problem. And I am even overly nice to my daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
But it's like maybe it's part of nature that this is her man now, not your son.
I think it's Darwin and DNA.
Yeah.
I think there has to be separation for the species.
And I actually came home many weeks early from Texas because I felt so unwelcome by my daughter-in-law's.
Oh, daughter's God, that's the word I was using today. It was worse than unwelcome. And I'm so sorry that you've been through that, too. And you know what? What I was thinking about you, I think about this often, but I was really thinking about it as I was waiting online, not sure if I was going to get through. You are so kind to people. You are so generous.
Oh,
Far beyond what I could ever be. You're just so thoughtful and caring, and you feel so much of what other people are feeling. You're just incredibly kind. And Jimbo, you too, you're terrific. You're a great great sidekick, and I'm not saying
I like being a sidekick.
I'm not saying it in an insulting way.
No, I know. And I understand what you're saying, and I like being a psychic.
He loves it.
I love being a psychic because there's no pressure on
and
me. I'm not doing the card reading. No
all
pressure.
All of you make us feel so welcome. So it's one hand is washing the other here.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are. We're not the show. You folks
you
are the
all
show.
Are.
If nobody called in, we would sit here and look like a bunch of, like a butt-tards.
But before
well,
we lose,
you know,
oh, yeah.
There's
go
a
ahead.
Lot of different ways. There's a lot yeah. of different ways you could be. They're wonderful people on Blog Talk Radio, but you two, you stand out. Your kindness is truly incredible, and it's a good lesson for me to look at every day because I'm often not so kind and I'm too defensive about the world. But you know, my son and his wife are having a hard time, so I'm always worrying anyway.
Well, I want to finish with you about that before I forget. You do wonderful things for them as a family. Your presence, the way that you love your son and try to love her and the little granddaughter. This girl, though, harbors some sort of defensiveness. And
very strong.
I know, and I don't understand it from with my own family. My sons feel torn between me and their wives, but in your case, I want you to know your son loves you dearly. And
thank you so much.
He is so grateful for you. So if they don't make it, we'll look at this another time for you.
Yeah,
if they don't
yeah, yeah,
stay
yeah.
married, you're never going to lose your son. I'll tell
yeah.
you that.
I really pray that they'll make it. I know there's a chance they may not. I'll pray that they'll make it. And my son said something nice to me tonight. He said, you really made a breakthrough with your granddaughter. He said, I don't know, maybe it was two visits back, but you made a breakthrough. So that's nice to know that she feels comfortable with me now.
Absolutely. I love that, too. Now, Jim's got
all right.
one of those rebel cards.
I have
you.
A rebel card reading.
Thank you, Jim.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I pull these, and I don't actually, I just read the subject line. I don't read the message.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with it. It says, get some effing sleep.
Rest.
Get some effing
you're being, you're being worked up because you are effing tired. Face
yeah.
the pillow
yeah.
now. In other words, you know, you got all these things
yeah.
you're worrying about.
It said get some sleep and rest.
You got to look out for number
oh, yeah.
one. You can't help your dog. You
okay.
can't help anybody if you don't take care of yourself.
And you get
you're right.
As a mother-in-law, I get so tense trying to please
yeah.
not overstep.
Yep.
And
yeah. You got to. You can't do your best
yeah.
taking care of people if you are
you're
destroying
right.
yourself.
Yeah.
Not resting.
Listen, I feel for you. I know it's really, really, really tough. Just like you say, it's almost like an alcoholic, like you say. You want to give the love when it's open for you to give it, yet you might really mess up. You don't know how they're going to react to you.
Yeah, and you don't know if they're being genuine or if everything is fake from them. And that's
yeah.
hard for me. So, Pat, let's talk some more the next time. We'll
okay.
be on the air. Tomorrow evening, but it might be later.
Tomorrow will be on. It might be later.
Yeah.
Monday will be
okay.
neutral, slow, different station, but still Blog Talk. And
yeah.
then, you know, the rest of the week.
Right.
We're always on.
Yes.
We'll all right. You guys, you have a good night. Love you both.
Yes.
And listen,
always love you
hundreds of angels blessing you guys. You really deserve it.
And remember, the rebel card said, get some sleep, rest, take care of yourself.
Okay.
Do not forget that.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. You help
me
so much.
You can't take care of your doggy if you're
all
stressed
out. We love
you
too, Pat. Take care.
I love you. You helped me a lot. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to go because we're going to probably wrap soon.
All right. Yes.
We're going to 806, Ann from Texas, 806.
Hello, Ann.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Well,
great.
We're having a magical night. It feels like it anyway.
Ann was
okay.
like in and out on hold. She's got a lot of stuff going on, apparently.
How are things
yes.
with you?
Things are going still going good with Jay. We talk every day, and we're planning to meet up in Midland for a fair in September.
No.
Midland.
And,
imagine
yes.
that. Wow.
But hopefully he wants to get together in August, too, so we'll see.
Now, which one is
Jay? He's the coach from Austin.
Oh, yeah.
And the principal already called me and said he's too busy and blah, blah, blah. So I'm sure he's probably found somebody else.
Well, at least he didn't do a really jerk move by just ignoring you. I give him
credit.
Well,
he stood me up on a date, and then he 4 or 5 days later,
well,
he called
with.
That is not
then
cool.
It's a jerk move. Yeah.
That is not cool because you should never be stood up. They could at least let you know something came up.
So now we know.
All right.
Yeah, even the next day, but he waited 3 or 4 days, and then I'm sure, whatever.
Even through the next day, they could tell you
at
1 minute before, oh, my God, my job's got an emergency. I got to go. They could at least do that.
Right.
Yep.
What can we?
And but I'm still talking to two other guys, so just want to see what the cards say.
Two other guys. Is one's the one from Florida, or who went to Florida?
No, he is just playing ghosted me. I think he just blocked me. I've sent him happy 4th of July, and he's never.
I think he was looking
you had a good.
Sugar.
Yeah, he was just. He wasn't serious, and you know what? He's doing you a favor.
Yeah. Okay, so what am I looking at for
you? Yeah, what
do
you want to specifically
Just to see what's still coming. I guess if Jay is still in the running. I mean, he's ahead of everybody else. But just to see what the cards say.
And while I'm laying out your cards, how is Danielle doing?
Yeah.
She's doing good.
We figure she has to be because you know how it is. When you hear no news, it's always good news, typically.
Yes.
Typically.
Right. And it's been in the hundreds here these last, I think we were at 100 degrees today, so it's been 100 last 2 weeks or so.
When I flew out of Austin, they wouldn't even let us have the windows up, you know. We had to have all of them shut because it was so hot.
Yeah, some of those planes struggle with air conditioning. It depends on the plane.
Right. Yeah, they've given us a warning of, you know, be careful with the running your air conditioners too much and whatnot, you know.
Yeah. That's kind of funny, though. Don't run your air conditioners too much. It's like, really? Really?
I just leave mine on all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, this Jay, he really is sweet on you, Anne. He is. Yes. He's on the verge of falling in love. And here's something interesting the cards are revealing. There's a woman at a distance from him. Like a long distance, like from, you said he's in Austin, right? From Austin. I would say all the way to New York. I mean, she's far, far away.
He has
not reciprocated her affection because of you. And so she's like, oh, shucks. But he's really committed.
Danielle likes him already because he's never been married and doesn't have any kids. So she said, great, no baggage.
That's right. And he's like fresh fallen snow, totally pure in that respect.
Every coin has two sides, though, remember.
Well, I think this guy's really...
How old is this gentleman?
He's 60. You know, and I'm 56.
Okay. You have to think about that a little bit, too, though, just to say it. Just throwing that out there, Deb.
Yeah, why hasn't he married?
Exactly.
You know, does he pass?
I did ask him, and he said, you know, he had two opportunities, but the women turned him down.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm not a card reader, so I'll let Deb. I'd be like, I would raise the one eyebrow like Spock would do, like, 60 years old, that's not normal.
Is he marriage-minded or, you know, wanting?
You know, we haven't talked about that, but, you know,
never.
He did talk about he wants to open up a driving driving school.
Really?
In another small town, and we were joking, and he said, well, you're the teacher. You could teach the classroom, and I'll teach the driving part. So, you know, we've kidded around like that. So.
Well, I think he's quite genuine for you. And I guess as you get to know him, you'll find out more if he's flawed or whatever. I don't see it. I don't see it at all.
But, he's very genuine, down to earth. I mean,
Under sure to come true, I'm seeing something in terms of your work that looks very good, like a promotion or it's something pertaining to the work you do, and it looks like it's some kind of contract.
I failed.
What?
There was a work.
Well, that may be teaching because I want to teach, and if you teach a course, you have to have a contract. So maybe that's coming.
I think it is definitely. And it looks very good. Yeah, very
good. That's one of my. That's what I would love to do.
There's one other guy here. Let's see. Yeah, there is another guy here. One of these two new ones you said you're talking to. Did you say that? One of them, you're going to get the idea right away. He's like Tamika, who called earlier, who this man that she has feelings for is so full of himself. He's arrogant.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same King of Spades.
But I was actually kind of proud of her because being in all the horrible situation she is, they typically would not do what she did. They would look for the life preserver.
Right. Yeah. And she...
too, that guy.
Oh, he's going to come back.
He's like, she's desperate.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want. Well, anyway, I'm sorry. We're switching people.
This guy's a bad apple. So just get rid of him.
Okay.
Or somebody who's easy to impress.
Mm-hmm.
And to horizontal waltz with.
Do the bedroom Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I always try to get
in no
middle.
Hurry.
Well, I think you're having a good time, and your cards show it. It really looks like, especially...
It's amazing, like a year and a half ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Like, I was miserable.
And now she's out there running amok.
Yeah, look at how your life has changed.
She's got like a Camaro. No, she got like a barn full of guys.
A stable full of
I'm enjoying the texting.
Yeah,
well,
she's the chooser, not the choosee.
And you know, your giggle makes you sound like you're about 19. With the
that's how I feel. Because I'm
so glad.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Okay.
All right. And for your Rebel card reading, subject is don't effing force it. Allow that that to come to you.
Oh, I think she's doing that.
Well, I think we're just telling her
what
she's doing.
I think I finally learned that.
Yeah.
Yep, I think we're just, the card says what you're doing.
Well, I'm so glad you got through before we have to call it
a night.
Yeah, thank y'all.
She came back, and that's awesome.
It is. Yeah. And I hope we'll hear from you again soon. Enjoy your stable of good-looking men.
Well, her and her daughter are so busy.
Yeah.
But in a good way, a positive way, they're busy, so they don't have time to talk to us.
Do you know what month you'll be a grandmother with Danielle?
I'm thinking any time now.
Really?
I'm thinking August.
Time is
and in this, yeah, sometime this month.
They told us that.
What? Really? I thought she was newly pregnant.
We thought so, but I remember when she told us, it was like, whoa, where have we been? But
yes.
That's all good.
Well, have a wonderful weekend.
Wunderbar.
I will. And thank you again for making time for me. And
I'm glad that you came back.
Take care. Love you.
Okay, y'all. Bye-bye. Love you, T.I. too. Bye.
Talk again.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's been quite a night.
Sorry about that. Now we're back to your Facebook book. I had to because the song was in me.
I'll just tell you.